beginning of Perek Samach. Okay, Kumi Oiri Kivorech. Yeshayah is speaking to Yerushalayim. He calls Yerushalayim by the word Oiri, my light. Arise, wake up, raise up, Oiri, my light, Yerushalayim, which is the light of the world. It's the place that's the Or La'amim. You rise up from your ruins, Kivo Oirech, because your light has come. Your light, Hashem has sent the divine light to Yerushalayim. Chavod Hashem Aleich Zoruch, and the honor of Hashem upon you has shined. So the end of the pasuk is explaining the beginning of the pasuk. What is the Oirech? It is the Chavod, the honor of Hashem. That is the light that we are referring to. Pasuk Beis, Kihine Hachoshech Yichase Eretz. Even when darkness covers the earth, Va'adofel Leumim. And there is Arafel, is another word for darkness. It's the two words, Choshech and Arafel. I'm not exactly sure the difference between one and the other. Even though when there is what?
Fog,
different types of darkness. There's natural darkness, and there's darkness that's only comes and obscure from clouds.
Yeah,
okay, different types of darkness. So although that there is darkness that comes upon the earth, and the Arafel covers the nations, but the Olaich Yizrach Hashem upon you, Yushlam Hashem will shine, Chavoido Olaich Yireh, and the honor of Hashem will appear upon you, Bushalim, and Choshech appear in the Mitzvah. This says refers to Tzaros. Even when the world is in a state of chaos and churban, and there is trouble in the world, Yerushalayim need not worry. Yerushalayim will be a place, a salvation will be a place of a place where there are no problems. Pasuk Gimel, v'holchu goyim loyrech, and being that all the other nations are in a state of darkness, they are instead of trouble and trouble and sorrow, they will come on to the light of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be a source of light for the world. V'holchu goyim loyrech, mulachim l'nega zarchech, and kings will you have to take the word Malachim and connect it to the beginning of the pasuk V'holchu. V'holchu Malachim l'negah zarchech, and the kings will go following the glow that shines upon you, the glow that radiates from Yerushalayim. Pasuk Dalit, Sisa V'nachuri. Now Yeshayah says that the Yerushalayim at this point in time we were discussing Kibbutz Golios, the time when all of Klal Yisrael will return to Yerushalayim. All the nations are now commanded to lift up, well, Sisa, because I'm sorry, Yerushalayim is now instructed to lift up its eyes and witness the miracle of Kibbutz Golios. Si'i Saviv Einayichu, lift up your eyes on all sides and see. Kulam Nikbitsu Volach, all of your children are coming, are returning, are gathering to return to you. Banayich Merchogivo, your children will come from the far, from the distance. Uvnosaych al Sad Te Omana, and your daughters on the side will be raised. Now, what does that mean? Sana Te Omana means like a nurse, a mother raises such a vayihi oimein es hadasa. Mordechai raised his niece Hadasa, who was Esther. Oimein means to raise. Al tzad means on the side. This is a borrowed expression. When you hold a child, you hold the child on your side, on your shoulder. You don't hold the child in front of you. You carry him on your side. So the pasuk here says that your daughters will be raised on your side. Let's look at the Mitzudos David. Al tzad te'amano kol achas mehen. Each one of you, each one of the children of Klal Yisrael, tia migudeles al tzad hamalachim, will be raised alongside kings. The nations of the world and all of their power and officers and kings will serve as nurses and nannies and other types of servants to raise, to nurture Klal Yisrael. And in their lap, that kings will be those who raise you, that take care of you. Pasuk Hey, Oz Tiri V'Nahart, when you see this, when you witness this incredible miracle of Kibbutz Golios, Klal Yisrael returning, and you witness how all the nations of the world have now come, have chosen, have made themselves available to provide services to assist and to raise and to nurture Klal Yisrael, your face will light up with joy. You will be in a state of disbelief. How can he have such good fortune? Then, teary, you will see. Then a heart, you will glow. You will light up. This is a very interesting idea. You will fear. And normally, I mean, until I saw this pasuk, I never heard such a thing before. That when a person, fear is generally only used in connection with bad news. Generally, you get an evil report, bad news, things are not doing too well. A person becomes afraid. What's going to be in the future? If things are not going to continue in this fashion, it's going to get worse and worse. But here, the pachad is for good. It's incredible, because what is pachad? Pachad does not necessarily mean it does not necessarily mean something bad. Pachad means you're in a state of shock, you're confused, things are changing, and you don't know how to deal with the new situation. It's not things are not going to be the same anymore. You're going to have to adjust. You're going to have to adapt to a new situation. Generally, the way we live in this world, unfortunately, that's true when it comes to bad news. Things are not going well. A person is afraid he's going to lose his job, or someone is not well in the family. So what's going to be in the future? So that brings a feeling of pachat. But that idea can be true when it comes to good news. When all of a sudden a person wins the lottery, or something incredibly good happens, and now that means you have to change your lifestyle, but it's for the good. You have to adjust. That is also called, the word pachad is also a valid way to describe the person's state of mind when he's overcome with extremely good news. It's a very big chiddush. This is something which is it's very fascinating. It's a look at pasuk. Look at the mitzvahs in pasuk. Hey, ufachat derech ha'adam lios nivol. A person is confused. Uchi'ilu mefachet. Okay, you see, the mitzvahs doesn't really want to take the word literally. He says uchi'ilu, which is a borrowed term. It's as if he's afraid. Bevo a love tova pisam. When something good comes suddenly to a person, he's in a state of confusion, and it's like he's afraid. Very interesting. Requires further study how we use over here the word upachad when it comes to good news. And the pasuk continues, V'rochav levavich, your heart will widen. When a person experiences something good, his heart widens, opens up, he's receptive to have good feelings. Ki yehofech olaych hamoin yom, it will turn against you the multitude of the sea. Now this refers to the wealth of the nations. The yom refers to the sea. The sea here refers to the nations of the world which live in the west. Yom is Myra. If you have that in Tehillim, someone here in Rabbi Axel, he showed it to me yesterday. Pasuk in Tehillim, it says Mizrach Marif Tzafon and Yom. Yom, so in the Pasuk, since there are three other directions, Mizrach and Marif, Tzafon North, so you would think that Yom would be the Yom there is indeed south. Right, it is south. So here Yom is west, because the Mediterranean is to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So I got confused. I thought over here Yom was being used also for the Dharm. So Yom over here is referring to, of course, the west, because the Mediterranean, if you keep on going all the way down, you hit the Atlantic, is in the west. Ki Hothech, and that refers to the civilized world. Yerushalayim pretty much at that point in time, and I guess the wealth of the nations of the world was located to the west. What about the Middle East? What about all the wealth from Bavel and all those other nations? I do not know. But here,
civilization to the west at that point.
At that point, all those countries weren't there.
Asia Minor and
Spain and Rome, although they didn't exist at this point in time, much later on.
Barbaric state.
Okay, I don't know the answer then. Maybe it's referring to our time.
Yeah.
It's the future. Okay, could be. Okay, could be. Okay, Oz, it is the future, so it's referring to the wealth of the United States. Okay, the Western world. Okay, it's interesting what this means exactly. It's a bar, at least in the simple interpretation, it's a borrowed expression. Refers yom is an expression referring to the world, the wealth of the world. Hamoin means the multitude. Here it means the multitude of wealth, people and wealth. All of these people and all of the money of the world will be now directed to the development and the assistance of Klal Yisrael. Let's look at the Mitzudos David. Ki Yehofech, it's in the middle of Pasuk Hey. Hamoin Oysher, the multitude of wealth of Ho'akum, Hashoichnim Bepas Hamarov, which dwell in the west, Yishapech Lavoiloch will now turn, will be directed to come to you. Chel Kofel Hadab Mashamake, Chel Goyim, Chel means the wealth. The wealth of the nations, Yavolach will come to you. Pasuk Vav, Shifa. Shifas means abundance. It's another word which means hamoin. It parallels word hamoin in the previous pasuk. Gemalim of camels. Camels mean burdens of beasts of burden, animals which carry loads. So cargo planes of enormous wealth of gemalim tachasech will cover you. Bichri midyan. Bichri means sheep. Good morning. Bichri means camels. Camels which gimal, look at the Mitzudas Sion Bichri Gimalim Bichurim, chosen camels. That's how it's translated over here. Of Midian, the Eifa. These are two different countries. Eifa, I think, is one of the nations of Yishmael. Kula Mishva, all from Shva Yavahu, Shva's a place. Zahav Levoina Yisod, they will carry gold and Levoina frankincense. Yisod they will carry. Usihilos Hashem Yivaser, they will announce good the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they will bring this wealth to the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, they will bring it with praise. They will not say, complain about we're giving you tribute, we're giving you bracha. No, they will give it with their whole heart out of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call it. What? Malchus Sheva. It doesn't say anything about Malchus. That was the time of Shlomo HaMelech. So here we're talking about the future. Malchus Sheva Mestam is long gone by now. I don't know the answer. It's the name. I don't know exactly where Sheva is. Who we're referring to? All we have here three nations: Midian, Epha, and Sheva. They're going to send enormous wealth and bracha to Klal Yisrael, accompanied by songs of praise. Sehilos Hashem, the praise of Hashem, Yivasir, they will announce. Pasuk Zayin, Kol Tzoyin, all the sheep of Kedar, another place, a fourth country, the nation of Kedar, Yikav Tzulach will be gathered to you. Ele Nivayos, the rams of the rams, each country has its specialty. So Kedar has, they specialize in sheep, and Nivayos specializes in rams. Yishora Sunecha will serve you. These will be two at your service. Yalu Al Rotzoin, they will be offered Al Rotzoin Mizbechi, they'll be offered as Korbanos. They will be brought upon on the will of my Mizbeach as a Korban. Uveis Tifarti Afoer, and in the house of my splendor I will take glory. I will be beautified, which refers to the Beis Hamigdash. Let's see the Mitzudos David Pasik Zayin Kol Tzol Kedar Hatsoyin Shavir Etz Kedar Hema Mufcharim. The sheep and Kedar, they are the best. Yikav Tzulach Yiasu Lahavim Eilaych Eilu Devayos Eilum Shavir Devayos Hema Mufcharim Yishar Sunecha Yihu Luchol Tzorchecha Yalu Hu Kmo Hafoch Yalu al Mizbachi Liratzon Kimo Kol Tisavon. This means that these animals, it seems to say that these animals, the Tzoyin of Kedar and the Elei Nevoyos, will be brought to Klal Yisrael to serve them, meaning that the Jewish people will use these animals to bring upon the Mizbeach the best Korbanos. And in the Beis Hamigdash, or Beis Tifarti, is the Beis Hamigdash, Afoer, Ki Umos Yoviu Shama Mincha Kesev Ezov, I will be beautified. I will become beautiful, Hashem says, because the Beis Hamigdash will be built to the wealth of the nations of the world. They will donate money to glorify the Beis Hamigdash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina will rest. Pasuk Ches. Mi Eile, people, then you will say to yourself, now Yishai is addressing Yerushalayim, and is addressing the people that are living in Yerushalayim, they're going to look at, they're going to see the Kibbutz Golios, and they're going to be shocked. We never knew that we had so many Jews all over the world. Mi ele, who are all these people? Ka'av te'ufena, that are arriving here swiftly like on a cloud. In ancient times, clouds were quick. Today you may say they're not so quick anymore compared to planes. But it's an expression that that those that are living in Yerushalayim will be in a state of shock when they witness the kibbutz galios, all of these Jewish people arriving swiftly as if they're coming on clouds. Mi'ela ka'av ti'ufena, which arrive like clouds, v'chayonim el arbos sehem, and like doves come to their windows, to their coops. And the coops have windows, a set of elaborate windows, and the Jewish people returning to Yerushalayim will appear as if they're doves, doves flying in the sky, coming back to their coops, to their windows. Ki li iyim yikavu, to me, to Yerushalayim, nations will gather. All the nations of the world will gather. The oniyos tarshish, and ships of Tarshish, bari shayna means, what does it mean here, Bari Shayna? Let me go look over here in the Mitsudos, how he translates the best.
The first ones or the best ones.
Let's see. Imi kavu Yosha iayam yasvu lavo elai v'honiyos haholchitz al yam tarshish heim yisoru Bari Shayna. They'll be the first ones. So the onios tarshish Bari Shayna, the ships that travel. Tarshish is the name of a place. It's the name of Yam Tarshish. I'm not sure where that is.
We said it might be Spain.
I don't remember. Okay, so Tarshish, the ships that travel along the region of Tarshish, they will be the first. Lahavi Banach Merichog. They'll be the first ones to bring, to offer their assistance, to provide free travel for the Jewish people to come back to Yerushalayim. Lahavi vanach merchok, to bring your children from far. Kasam uzahavam itam, their silver and their gold is with them. That these nations will give over their gold and silver to the Jewish people that are returning to Yerushalayim. They are itam with the kibbutz galios. L'shem Hashem Elokayich, in honor of Hashem your God. L'kdosh Yisrael, and the Holy One of Yisrael, which is another reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki fe'aroch, because Hashem has given you pe'er. Hashem, at this point in time, at the time of Mashiach, Kibbutz Galios, has made the Jewish people a glorified nation. They're beautiful, and everyone wants to be part, everyone wants to contribute, and be part of the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yud, uvonu v'nei nechar, and they're going to send in the best craftsmen. They're going to send in the best technicians, the best engineers. And they're going to build, the foreigners are going to build your walls. Umalchehem yishar sunecha. Yishar sunecha. And their kings will serve you. Ki bekivsi. Now here Hashem says that this general idea. Ki bekitzpi hikisich. Just like in my anger I hit you in the past, it's with my will I will have compassion upon you. In other words, everything that happens to Klal Yisrael is l'malo miderech hateva. The only reason why Klal Yisrael was degraded and was despised in the past was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at us. So it was not natural that we should be despised to the degree where we were. It's only because we have sinned. Hashem was angry at us. Ki bikitzpi, due to my anger, he kisich, I have hit you in the past. Now that you have done tshuva and you have received your punishment, I will also lamala mederech hateva, have compassion upon you and elevate you to a stature that is way beyond anything you can possibly imagine. It's zeh l'uma zeh bor elokim. There's extremes. There's an extreme in the punishment, and there's going to be an extreme in the reward and in the honor and stature and glorification of Klal Yisrael. Let's look at the mitzvahs how he explains this point. It's a very important point. Pasuk Yud. Let's jump to the part where it says ki bikitzpi. It's in the ki bikitzpi. Ratzolaymar. What does the pasuk here mean to say? This really appears to be out of context. This expression here, we're describing over the glory what's going to happen. The Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that he was angry at us in the past. What does that have to do with these psukim? These psukim are describing all of the bracha that's going to occur at the time of Mashiach. So what's the anger? Ki b'kitzpi rotzlamar kol haba alayich. Everything that happens to the Jewish people is lo hoye b'derech hateva. It's not natural. It cannot be explained according to the rules of nature. Ki l'sha'ovar, in the past, he kisi oisach b'kitzpi. In the past, I hit you. I punished you in my anger. U'lezeh hoye sabetachlis ha'shiflos. And because of my anger, you were the lowest state, the lowest stature, you were despised. Betachlis hashiflus. You could not get lower than where you were. But viata, now it's going to be, it's all part of the zeh le'umazeh, the same way you were despised to an extreme, now I will have compassion upon you to the opposite extreme. Viata, now, richamti oisach, I have compassion upon you, biritzoni, hatov, due to my goodwill, ulzeh timshol memshol rov, and therefore you will rule over, you have great sovereignty, great stature over the world. So it's coming to explain here on this pasuk that the bracha that you're going to experience at this point in time is going to be so great, it's going to correspond to the depth that you suffer, depth of lowliness that you suffered in the past. So it's like creating a scale to show how great it's going to be for Klal Yisrael at the time of Mashiach. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Upitchu sharayich tamid yomam v'layla. Your gates will be open day and night, lo yisogeru. Your gates, your shrine will be open 24/7. There'll never be a time when it's going to be closed. The airports are going to be open 24/7, and your shrine. Why? Because there'll be a constant flow of bracha coming into Eretz Yisrael. Lehavi elaychel goyim, to bring to you the wealth of the nations. Umalchehem nehugim, and kings will lead. Their nehugim means to guide. Nehug is a guide, and your malchehem, their kings will be your guides. Neugim, they will be at your service. They will be at your service to guide the blessing of the world towards Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Beis, ki hagoy. This is a popular pasuk. Ki hagoy v'hamamloch asher lo yaavduch yovedu. The nations and the kingdoms which have not served you in the past, they will now be destroyed. The Hagoyim, not the person I was referring to. I made a mistake. But the Goy, the Hamamloch, Hashem, that have not served you in the past, they will be destroyed. The Hagoyim, Chorov, Yecherovu, and the nations that do not want to, that are not going to be subservient to the Jewish people, will be completely destroyed. Let's look at the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos, Pasik Yud Beis. There is no Mitzudos here, Pasik Yud Beis. Okay, so let's go further. Yeah. What? Oh, I'm not in mine. Mitzudas David. Okay. Okay, this tells you the translation of the word. Okay, tells you the translation of the word. Chorov miloshen churban. Okay, but basically saying that the nations that have not served us in the past, at this point in time, kibbutz keli, this time of Mashiach will be destroyed. Pasuk Yud Gimel, kivod alvanei leich yavo, the honor of the levanon. Okay, the levanon refers these are meshoma, obviously different types of wood. Precious wood, expensive wood, the honor of the Levanon and the Lebanon, Eilach Yavo, will come to you. Berosh, Tithar, Use Ashur. These are different types of wood, very expensive, precious woods. Yachtov, they will come together. Obviously, these things are different mishalim to the different mighty nations. Each nation, they're different nations. So one is called Levanon, one is a mashal for Tithar. Another type of wood is called Use Ashur, type of wood. Yachtov, they will come together. Lefo'er, Mekoyim Mikdash, to glorify the place of my Beis HaMikdash. Or Mekoyim Raglai Achabein, the place of my feet, Achabein, I will give honor. The Beis HaMikdash is called the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in the Kisei HaKavod, and his feet extend to the Beis HaMikdash. It's the footstool, and that's what it says here, the Mekoyim Raglai, the place of my feet, Achabed, I will give honor at this point in time. Pasuk Yudalad, V'holchu Elayich Shechoach, they will come to you in a state of Kfifa, bend. They will bow, basically means that the nations of the world will bow down to you. They will come to you in a state of bowing. B'nei me'anayich, the people who in the past have afflicted you, have caused you pain. They will bow down to the soles of your feet. Kol mina atzoich, all those that despise you. Mina atzoich, we have this many times, it means bezoyon, those that despise you. V'karu loch ir Hashem, they will call to you, Yerushalayim, the city of Hashem. Tzion, they will call it Tzion, Kedosh Yisrael, the holy of Yisrael. So three things, they're going to call it ir Hashem. Number two, they're going to go and call it Tzion, and they're going to call it the Kedosh Yisrael. Three different terms for what Yerushalayim will be called, Yimos HaMashiach. Pasuk Tesvav. Tachas, in place, Yosech Azuvo Usnua, the Enoi there. The Samtich Lagoin Olam. Tachas means I'm going to replace in what used to be in the past. In the past, you were Azuva, you were abandoned. Usinua, you were hated. The Enoiver, and no one would pass through the land. Three expressions describing the desolation and the emptiness of Yerushalayim. That will all be transformed and changed. Now, instead of Samtich Lagoin Olam, I'm going to make you the pride of the world. Yerushalayim will be the pride of the world. Misos, the joy, Dor Vador of every generation. Every generation, which is an expression that means forever. How does he translate here in the Mitzvot of Dor Dor? Let's see Pasuk Tezvav, what he says. V'samtich b'mkoyim ze osim oysel yos moshelis ad oylam. You will become the ruler, the ruling country, the ruling city. L'dor v'dor means the joy, Dor v'dor, forever and ever. That this stature, this elevated stature of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael will remain eternally. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Now we give different expressions of nursing, that Klal Yisrael will nurse, they will enjoy the benefit of the wealth of the entire world, a thing that we had before in Pesuk before. V'yonakt, and you will nurse Chalev Goyim, the fat of the nations. V'shod Melachim Tinoki. Chalev means fat, doesn't here mean milk, right? It means the fat of nations, but it's an expression, a play on the words. The shod melachim tinaki, shod means the breast of melachim, you will nurse. You will nurse from the breast of the nations, meaning that you will enjoy the benefit, the wealth of the nations. The yodat, and you will know, ki ani Hashem Moshiach, I am Hashem, your Savior, the goyalech, your Redeemer, Avir Yaakov, the mighty. Avir means the chizik, the mighty one of Yaakov, the one that always has saved Yaakov. Yaakov refers to Klai Yisrael in the time of Golis. And now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming us, we're able to look back when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always with us during the times of Golis. Pasuk Yudzayin, Tachas HaNechoshes. The Mitzudas one, Pasuk Tezayin. I don't remember Mitzudas David. Tachas, which Mitzudas David are you referring to? What?
Tezayin,
v'yonakt. Okay, who derech mosh lemer shetoichli toif humus? You'll eat the nation, like you'll nurse from the nations. V'shod kafalda b'mashamar. It's a repetition, poetic repetition. Shod means the breast, repetition. V'yodat oz takesh lo b'mikro habod of Iraq who be'avur Hashani Hashem. Nothing happens by chance. Everything is hashkacha. Hashem wants to give you. Hashem wants to save you. Hashem is the mighty of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yedzayin. Tachas anocheshes avizav. Now here we're referring to, again, the blessing of Yos HaMashiach. Hashem will give us gold to replace the copper that was stolen from us. These are just examples, metaphors, that in our history we have been robbed. The Jewish people throughout history have always been robbed. The wealth has always been taken away from us against our will. Hashem says now that I'm going to pay you back more than what was taken away from you. Whatever they stole from you, copper, will be replaced with gold. The sachas habarzel, in place of iron, avi ketzef, I'm going to give you silver. The sachas soetzim, and instead of wood, nechoshes, copper, the sachas huavonim, and in place of stone, barzel. In other words, upgrades. Everything that you've been robbed, you'll be replenished, be replaced with things which are a higher stature. V'samti fikudoseich shalom. Now, according to the Mitzudos, this is a continuation in the second Shan Rashi. Fikudoseich means officers that demand the tax. Fikudoseich means a pocket. A pocket means an officer, but no, here in this context it means in a bad sense. People that stole from you. They demanded tribute.
Tax collectors.
So in place of the fikudoseich, the tax collectors that always are causing the tsaris, always making demands, give us. We want you to give us these things. Shalom. No longer are there going to be people coming to take. Instead, they're coming to give. They'll come to provide you with peace. Vinogsayich. And in place of those that oppressed you, Nagsach means oppressors, I will replace them with tzedakah, with people that will seek out tzedakah, righteousness and tzedek on your behalf. Pasuk Yudches, Lo yishama oid chamos bi'arzech, you will no longer hear reports of violence in your land. Shod v'shever, two different expressions of destruction. Bigvulech, you will no longer hear reports of destruction, your boundaries. V'karas Yoshua chamosayich, you will call your walls. Your walls, the walls of Yerushalayim, within the walls will be called the place of salvation. Usharayich tehillah, and your gates will be known as a place of praise. When you come to the gates of Yerushalayim, a person will be filled with praise. Pasuk Yudtes, lo yilcha od hashemesh l'or yomam. Now these are obviously very mystical, spiritual things. No longer will you need to come on to the light of the sun, because you're going to enjoy spiritual light. Ulenoga hayarech, lo yo'ir lach. No longer will you need to come onto the glow of the moon. You're not going to need to come onto a physical light. Why? Because v'ho yo'lach Hashem lo'or olam. Hashem will be for you the or of, for an internal light. V'lo'kayich l'sif artech, and your God will be for you for glory. Pasuk chof. Lo yavo oid shem sheikh. Yavo here means to set. The word bow is a very tricky word. Sometimes it means to come, and sometimes it means to set. And this pasuk means to set. No longer will your sun set, because v'reichech lo ye'osef, and the light of the moon will no longer be gathered in. You have v'zorach hashemesh uvo hashemesh. So what does that mean? So some people tie just to mean v'zorach hashemesh, the sun shines. Uvo means the sun sets. The sun rises and the sun sets. That's what it means. No longer will your sun set. No longer will the light of the moon disappear, be gathered in. Ki Hashem yihye loch l'or olam. Hashem will be for you an eternal light. V'shalmu yimei evlech, and Hashem will pay you back. Corresponding, samchenu kimos inisanu. Hashem will cause us to rejoice corresponding to the days that we suffered. So here we were mourners for a period of time in history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us joy corresponding even more than to the time that we were considered mourners over the loss of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Chafal, famous Pasuk, Yamech Kulam Tzadikim, your entire nation, every single member of Klal Yisrael is a tzadik, they're all righteous, La'olam forever, Yirshu Oretz, they will inherit the land forever and ever, Netzer Mato'ai, they are a branch of my planting. I have planted them in the land, and they sprout, they develop, they're a branch, they're a living branch, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazikim, but they're a branch that sprouts, Na'aseh Odai, the Jewish people are the work of my hand, L'hispar, which I'm proud of. That's a very powerful pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu L'hispar, I take glory in, I'm proud, I show them off to the rest of the world to show, look at these people, how good they are, how beautiful they are. And we learned yesterday, this pasuk is a direct contradiction to what we learned yesterday. Yes, David Nicholas Baruch Hu says that I'm in shock. There's no ish. There's not even one person that cares about the coming of Mashiach. Let me read you the pasuk we had. This goes back to Perek Nuntes, pasuk Tezayin. Vayar Hashem saw ki einish. There's not even one good man among Klal Yisrael. Vayishtoimim, Hashem is in shock ki ein mafkia. There's no one that takes the time to pray. Mafkia means to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring Mashiach. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, I have no choice but to bring Mashiach for my own will. V'atoyishaloi zero, Hashem's arm, Hashem's might for himself will bring salvation. V'tzidka sohi simochosu, and Hashem's righteousness will be the support for the Jewish people. Not because that we deserve it, because there is no one. V'yar kienish, v'yishtamim ki mafkia. This pasuk says, pumfaker, the opposite. It says here that the amech kulam tzadikim, not only is there an ish, every single one in Klal Yisrael is that ish. and li oilam yirsharitz in their own schus. Ma seyada lehispoer. So we answered yesterday. Then the Medrash posed this question. The Medrash says, really, what it's going to say in the next words is beitach ishena, that there are many layers of possibilities. It's an open field of that if Klal Yisrael is deserving. If we're deserving, there's a possibility, then Hashem will bring the gula prematurely, because the Amech Kulam Tzadikim, that's a possibility. But there's also a possibility where Klal Yisrael is not deserving, Ve'yar Kenish, Vayishtem Ke'yim Mafkia. And in that situation, Hashem says, I will still bring the gula, not in your zechus, but in Lama'ani, for my reasons known only to me.
Can we do this the easy way, or we can do this
the hard way, right? So it's a very difficult thing to understand, because this medrash gives a whole insight into answering contradictions in Nevuah, but it's not a very, normally you have Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But here it's not, here it's yes and it's not. Yeshaya is saying, two things can happen. It can happen this way, it can happen that way. It's up to you. It's not that it has to happen this way. It can happen this way. And it's how you want. Apostle Chabez HaKot.
The Rambam, he says, if Nabi comes and he tells you bad things and it doesn't actually happen, he's not a Navi Sheker, but it could be that everybody did
choose. Right, it doesn't have to happen. The same idea. Two different ways. It's up to you. Hakoto niye le'elef, here the bracha, Yimoshev, that even the smallest of Klal Yisrael will be transformed into 1,000. The hatsoir, tsoir corresponds to the word katan, the young one, the small one. Legoy otsum will turn into a mighty nation. And the Hashem, di'ito achishena, in its time I will hasten the geula. Now those two words, we know there's a famous pasuk. By the way, this is the haftarah. What?
What pasuk is that?
This is the last pasuk, the pasuk of Beis, the itach ishena, in its time I will hasten the geula. Let's look at the exact translation. Ani Hashem, look at the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of pasuk of Beis, the last one. Ani Hashem, asher hayicholes biyadi, it's within my power. Lachain bebo es hageula, when the time of geula comes, emayer laharbos hakaton leelef yatzor legoyatzam. So the pshat, I think we're brainwashed into the drush for this pasuk, but the pshat is beita. What does it mean? Lefi pshudah shel mek, according to the mitzudos, and it's zachu. The Rashi right away says the medrash, so we can't look at the Rashi because Rashi is the medrash. But the pshat is in the time of geula beita, when Mashiach arrives, I will hasten the bracha that I just told you. What's the bracha that I told you? The katon yihye le'elef v'hatzoir l'goyotzum. If you ask the average person in the street, what does it mean, b'ita achishena? They'll tell you the drush. Zachu achishena. If we merit, we do tshuva, and we are tzadikim, bi'amich kulam tzadikim, then Mashiach will come today, achishena, before the end of days. Loi zachu, if we don't do tshuva, Mashiach will come at the very end of the days for Hashem's reasoning, what we learned in Perek Nun Tes Pasek Dezayin, Vayar Kein Ish Vayishtayim Kein Mafkia. That will be if loi zachu, then it's going to be Be'ita, in its predetermined time at the end of days. That's the drush, that's a medrash. That's really where that comes from, a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'll read the Gemara. Amar Aleksandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rameh, he posed a stira. Ksiv be'ita, which means the Zman, the predetermined time, Ksiv achishena, which is before the Zman. So the Gemara answers, Zachu, if they merit, they do tshuva achishena. Loi zachu be'ita. That's the Gemara. But the pshuta shel mikra, not to forget the pshuta shel mikra. The pasuk here gives us a tremendous bracha. The katon yia le'elef, the hatsoir legoy otzum. Hashem says, when will this bracha happen? That the katon will turn into 1,000. Be'ita, when the time of Mashiach, forget about anything zachu loy zachu, when Mashiach, at that point in time when Mashiach comes, Achishena, I will hasten the fulfillment of this bracha of transforming the cotton into a thousand and transforming the tzohir into a goy atzum. It's important to know the pshat sometimes. Bevo es hagulim, Zuda says, and maher, I will hasten laharbos hakoton le'elafi hatzoir le'goy atzum. Okay, so we did today a whole parak. Pretty good. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah. Yeah.
It would come in tremendous numbers. But numbers is not enough, so he puts in that sort of
quality.
Quality. Quality and strength.
Quantity and quality.
Right.
Kotel Elif is the quantity, and then the quality will be intensified as well. Excellent. Excellent idea. Beautiful, beautiful, Josh. Beautiful. Okay, we'll stop.